From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Director Kathryn Bigelow's new film, Detroit, depicts one of the most horrific events of the 1967 rebellion, a night of terror at the Algiers Motel, a night that left three young black men dead at the hands of white police officers.
It's a war zone out there. They're destroying the city.
Whoa, hey, y'all seeing this?
Hey, look, we're not too far from the Algiers. Let's just go there till all this blows over.
Detroit had its world premiere this week at the Fox Theater, just blocks away from where buildings burned, bullets flew, and 43 people died. The gravity of what happened 50 years ago this week, very much on the mind of Detroit's cast and crew, along with their hopes for the kinds of conversations and thoughts the film might inspire. Oscar-winning editor William Goldenberg.
I've been doing this for probably close to 30 years, and this is the most emotional experience I've ever had cutting a film. I mean, the story is so tragic, and you feel so much for the characters. I hope people will start to, you know, there'll be a conversation about violence as a whole, police violence and criminality, and treating police criminality the same as any form of criminality.
Actor Chris Chalk plays Detroit police officer Frank.
And so I hope that this continues an already slightly ignited conversation about race relations in America. I hope that people start to think about how we can transition to a government that is fair for brown-skinned people. Because if 50 years later we're still, you know, massacring a people, then we're not doing it right, you know. We're doing something very, very wrong.
Laz Alonso plays Congressman John Conyers.
It's a moment in history that so much was going on. Everybody felt like they had to be heard and they weren't heard. And I think that that's the really important part of this film, is what happens when people are just not heard. You know, even in today's time, you know, you see people talking at each other, but not with each other and to each other.
The lead singer of the soul group The Dramatics was at the Algiers Motel that deadly night, and that encounter with three vicious police officers left Larry Cleveland Reed with trauma that's lasted his lifetime. Saginaw native L.G. Smith plays this central character.
Every day was hard. I was on a production for a total of 3 months, and I was trying to get myself to the place where I kind of at least thought I felt like Larry was feeling. But I've never been through that type of brutality, so I had to take myself to dark places every day, thinking about family in ways I didn't want to think about them, thinking about things that I never want to think about ever again in my life, just to try to give this story to the world. But we held each other up as a cast. We prayed every day before the scenes. We made sure we told each other we loved each other after every scene because we knew how serious this was. A lot of people don't learn this, so we hope to educate and also get empathy from people who don't understand why this happened. The people that look at this and say, well, why did those people burn the building down? And they didn't have to do that. When you're not being heard for hundreds of years, then what else can you do, you know? So
Hannah Murray is best known as Gilly on Game of Thrones. She plays Julie, one of two white teenagers beaten up by police that night at the Algiers.
Yeah, it was a very emotional set, and a number of our crew members said to me it was the first time they cried watching playback, and I think this is an important story. It's an important part of American history, but I think it's an important part of human history, and I think that the conversations that I hope this film can spark are conversations we need to be having as a global community.
Will Poulter plays Krause, one of three police officers who terrorized and killed the young people at the Algiers.
Now let's not be stupid in this situation. You need to tell me where the gun is. I got all night, people. Tell me exactly what is going on here.
I'm hoping we'll improve empathy, and I'm hoping we'll encourage discussion about racism, about race relations. I'm hoping that when invited, you know, everyone will participate in a conversation, that white people in particular won't run away from the topic. They'll address it. They'll come to terms with their own role in racial history, and they'll try and, when invited, become part of the progressive movement towards a future where everyone is a little bit more empathetic and understanding of one another.
Actor Ben O'Toole.
Character. So I play the character of Flynn. I'm one of the three police officers that is effectively instrumental in the incident at the Algiers Motel. And he is morally questionable. I hope a lot of people are really uncomfortable. I hope it really upsets and really moves a lot of people. It's a hard watch. It's not an easy film to watch. But it shouldn't be either. This is a true story. some of the hardest, some of the most aggressive moments in this film are the truest, and they're the closest to the actual fact. So I want people to feel uncomfortable, because if we're uncomfortable, we'll do something about it.
Detroit opens here on Friday and will open nationwide August 4th.